So I sent this email out today, but a lot of people don't check emails in the summer, so I'm going to read it here, and we'll go from there. So it is with great sadness that I share the passing of one of our beloved retired teachers, Jeanette Perry. Jeanette passed away early this Wednesday morning at approximately 4 a.m. following a battle of rare and aggressive cancer that was going in and around her heart. After months of health challenges following heart valve surgery last November, she was informed earlier this week that hospice care would be needed. Tragically, she passed. She went peacefully in her sleep at home before hospice services could even begin. Jeanette was just 5 days shy of her 76th birthday and 2 days away from celebrating her 49th wedding anniversary with her husband, Phil. Throughout her years in Wheatland School District, Jeanette touched the lives of countless students, families, and colleagues. Her dedication, kindness, and commitment to serving our schools left a lasting impact on our district community. She proudly served the Wheatland School District as a special ed teacher for years, and we're thinking it was in the 30-plus range years, not quite sure how many years ago she retired, but because I don't have that information at hand. But she was here for a long time, and her contributions will never be forgotten. I had the great opportunity of working with both Jeanette here in the Wheatland School District and her husband Phil in Yuba City Unified, and the one thing I can remember is they both had a profound positive impact on the students they served. Our hearts are with Phil, their family, and all of those who had privilege of knowing her and working alongside Jeanette. Phil was a devoted caregiver throughout Jeanette's recent health struggles, and we extend our deepest condolences to him and the entire Perry family. Jeanette is also the sister of another great teacher we had here in Wheatland, Mary Ann Miller. She spent many years as well impacting the lives of students just like her sister. For those who would like to send a card or a note of support, the family can be reached, and if you want that address, I can get it to you. In honor of Jeanette's life and service, I would ask the board to observe a moment of silence during tonight's board meeting. Please keep the Perry family in your thoughts and prayers as they navigate this profound loss.
Yep.
So this is what we went over on Tuesday. I did the board presentation on the TV. The LCAP is written every year. It typically follows the year before. We have to put in there what the goals are, how we've done on the previous goals, and put money with our goals. And so I went through all of that on Tuesday, and I'm bringing it forward again today for the approval of the LCAP, the local indicators, which I will have to send off to the state dashboard on Monday, and then the federal addendum, which we have to do because in California we don't follow all of the federal rules, and so we have to do an addendum. So I'm asking for approval for 2.1, the LCAP report.
Are there any questions, comments, concerns? Can I have a motion to accept 2.1 then, please?
So moved.
And a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you. Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 2.1 passes. 2.2, approval of the 26-27 budget, 25-26 Estimated actuals of budget provisions.
So Anna went through this in depth on Tuesday night, and it's been posted on the website as well as on our agenda here. It is a 26-27 budget based on the May revise, so May 15th. It's not based on what the rest of the information that we'll have by the time the legislation and the governor agree, which will be hopefully by June 30th. If there's any significant changes, then Anna will bring a 45-day change to you in August, but most likely, well, I can't say most likely because they're really talking like the money has gone up quite a bit because of, you know, stocks, AI, all that kind of stuff. And so I think there'll be some significant one-time only monies coming forward. So you'll see how that goes in August. And then you'll have the first interim report in September, which will kind of move the major changes. So I bring that forward to you for your approval.
Any questions?
And I did send the, for those that were not at the board meeting on Tuesday, I did send you the LCAP presentation and Anna's presentation on the budget. So you saw what everybody else saw.
Thank you. I just have a comment, Anna. I just want to say thank you for your presentation the other night after I went home and really went through it again, you know, and the different things you told us to look at in different columns and stuff. I really appreciated your presentation, and I think it's starting to sink. You know, the communication has really was really good the other night, and so I just wanted to thank you for that. So after I dissected everything and got home, I just wanted you to know that I appreciated your presentation.
Thank you. Okay, can I have a motion, please, to accept?
So moved.
And a second?
You'll take this first, I'll take the second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we have an approval of our estimated actuals. 2.3, approval of the annual Prop 28 report.
Okay, so each we have a Prop 28 money, which is music and drama kind of money, and we have not spent any of it because we have been unable to find a music teacher, but Ange was able to find one to start next year, so Anna has used some of this Prop 28 money to provide the salary of that particular individual. So the report that you'll get next year will show that we are spending the Prop 28 money. But we have to report it every year, and so if you look at it, it's zero across the board right now.
That's super exciting.
Very exciting. Any other questions, comments, concerns? Can I have a motion to accept the 2.3 approval of the Prop 28 report, please?
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, Prop 28 annual report, good to go. Approval of the provisionary internship permit, PIP.
So the PIP permit is for interns. It's called the Provisional Internship Permit. It allows an employing agency like a school district to fill a staffing opening by hiring an individual who has not met all of the subject matter competencies yet and requires the requirement needed to enter an internship program. So the law says that the employing agency must verify that a diligent search has been made for a fully credentialed teacher cannot be found. We use this mostly in special ed, but occasionally in other areas. But it's a year-to-year agreement, and the intern that is hired is the proposed, or the permit is only good for a year. And then they have to do something different. Hopefully, by in that year, they've received their credential. So we have to bring it to the board for approval every year. And so that's what I'm doing.
How often do we have an intern? Is it a significant amount of time, or are we finding qualified people and not having to use this except for in extreme cases?
Yeah, we like I said, I think the only interns that I remember having in the last few years are for special education. There are some possibilities now of having interns in TK because of the requirement for ECE units as well as a credential. Most of our teachers that get their multiple subject credential do not do the ECE units, so sometimes you have to find an intern for that so they can complete the ECE units as well as their credential. But other than that, I would say you're not going to use it unless it's a single subject that you just can't find anybody. Right, and so we do have some.
What ends up happening is if they're out of state, sometimes California doesn't recognize the credential is in place, or they were in a combined program in the other that was a BA plus a credential, and they don't recognize the full credential here, so we hire them while they finish the California requirements to get that credential, or sometimes single subject, certain competencies are harder to find than others when we do that, and so we may have like a math teacher or a history teacher or somebody. This year we were able to hire all the positions with credentials, but in the past that has been a problem. There is a teacher shortage. We used to get 20 plus applicants for this position easily, and right now on our SEC side, there are applicants from the Philippines.
And the other thing I think that is important to say is that sometimes you get applicants that are credentialed and you don't want to hire them because their background shows that they're really not the person that would fit into our district. And then we have somebody who's really gung-ho, but they just need a few classes, and so we would go down that route at those times. So, but it's not hugely used.
What about for counselors or psychologists?
No, this is just for teachers.
No other questions.
Can I have another? My chair is just going for it over here.
I fall down.
You all don't laugh at me.
She's shorter than everybody else. You don't think that's ever happened
before. I'm all leg. I'm no torso.
Can I have a motion to accept 2.4 for the provisional
appointment? So moved.
And a second?
Second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
Okay, we have the provisional approval. 2.5, approval to appoint the principal at Bear River School.
As one of my last official duties as a superintendent, since the board has selected Angela Gauker to be the new superintendent starting July 1, her current position at Bear River will be open as of July 1. So I am appointing Mr. Justin Guzman, who is currently the vice principal, to be the principal at Bear River. And that appointment is pending board approval, of course. He has been with our district for 26 years, serving in many roles from teaching to administration. He's been a vice principal at Bear River for the past 2 years. He has a valid administrative credential, the support of other administrators, the support of staff, and has the right skill set, in my opinion, to be successful in this position. And it is my honor to appoint Justin Guzman as principal of Bear River School, pending board approval.
Any questions, comments, concerns? No? Okay, well then I'll ask for a approval.
So moved.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Congratulations, Jess.
Congratulations.
3.6, oath of office and seating of the Lincoln School District Superintendent.
Okay, so this is the point where we'll do the oath of office for our new superintendent. We have two of them. We have the unofficial oath of office, which I'm going to read first, and then we'll do the official oath of office. So, The unofficial and slightly concerning oath of office for Angela Gauker. Angela, just say, "I do," at the end of this oath. You will no longer have a choice. Angela Gauker, being of reasonable and sound mind, though many of us question her career choice, do solemnly swear, or at least enthusiastically agree, that you will support and defend the Constitution of the United States, the Constitution of the State of California, and the Bible we call Friends of Wheatland. You further acknowledge that by accepting the position as superintendent of the Wheatland School District, you have voluntarily agreed to surrendering most of your personal life, decipher educational acronyms that multiply faster than rabbits, to attend meetings about meetings, to discover that vacation is merely a change of scenery to answer emails, texts, and phone calls or writing reports, and to be held responsible for student achievement, the behavior of students that you have never met, why the copy machine doesn't work, when it is needed for today's test because some people cannot plan ahead, why and how the water pipe broke 6 feet underground at Wheatland L is apparently your fault as well. And finally, the weather at recess. You will have to determine that prior to recess. You will understand that you may be contacted at all hours of the day and night, and that even a peaceful Sunday afternoon floating in your swimming pool may be interrupted by a text, phone call, or an urgent email that absolutely cannot wait till Monday. You also acknowledge that I, Craig Gensler, knew all of this and I am retiring anyways. You promise to faithfully discharge the duties of the superintendent to the best of your ability, even when your ability is tested by slim budgets, state mandates that seem unreasonable, staffing shortages, facility issues, social media commentary, and the one person who always hits reply all at the wrong time with the wrong message. You will uphold the laws and policies governing public education, even when they seem they are written by people who never actually worked in a school, but yet they know better. You will act in the best interests of students, staff, and the community, remembering that students are why we are here, staff is how we get things done, and the community will occasionally have strong opinions about both based on the rumors of their third cousin twice removed. You will conduct yourself with integrity, fairness, transparency, and good humor, especially during board meetings, budget season, and any conversation that begins with the words, "This shouldn't take long," or "I have just one question." You also acknowledge that there were undoubtedly easier jobs available and that many reasonable people would consider accepting this position as an evidence of questionable judgment. Furthermore, you put a curse on Craig Gensler for retiring and leaving you to take this role. May his fishing days be mediocre, his retirement projects never quite get finished, his TSA line at the airport make him miss most of his vacation flights, and may his phone mysteriously continue to ring whenever someone says, "How did Craig do this?" To you, Angela, may Facebook be kind. May the rumor mill run out of fuel. May your coffee remain hot, but your temper remain cool. May your board packets be short. May your Wi-Fi never fail during a presentation. And may the group of crazies in and out of Wheatland find a life other than harassing the district and other amazing employees. And when the budgets tighten, buses break down, reports increase, the state regulations multiply and make zero sense, but you have no choice as to enforce them, and when the emails and the calendar invites begin arriving faster than they can be answered, may you use the force to survive. Should you ever wonder whether you're completely nuts for taking this job, you will remember that you are surrounded by dedicated students, an amazing board, outstanding staff, wonderful families and colleagues, and together you will all accomplish extraordinary things as you move forward beginning July 1st, 2026. Therefore, it is with optimism, courage, and perhaps a healthy supply of caffeine that you accept this responsibility. So help you God, the force, and remember every day is not Halloween, even though you would like it to be. Congratulations, Angela. Welcome to the important role of the school district, and never forget how you got here. We're excited for you and the district, and honestly, just a little concerned about your decision-making process. But really, if you will come forward.
This is so our FFA group can travel to Indiana. We have 5 students that are eligible this year for the national stage, and we'll be traveling back there to compete for the national title. They were state winners.
And are they all 8th grade and below, or some high school?
So they are currently 7th and 8th graders. A few of them will be high school next year. Because they graduated on. They qualify as 8th graders, but they compete. The expenditures for the trip are all funded through either the grants or fundraising that the students do to make the difference between what the grant doesn't pay and the further expenses.
And those 8th graders that will be high schoolers, they travel with us?
They travel with us.
Okay.
Yeah. They're still part of us because they qualified as the Bear River FFA,
gotcha.
So they remain our students until they pass.
Any other questions? Can I have a motion to approve 2.7, please?
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Sorry.
Awesome. Our kids get to go to Indianapolis, Indiana.
Thank you.
2.8, approval of resolution 2526 pertaining to the school board elections of November 3rd, 2026.
Okay, so this pertains to the 4 openings that we will have on our board this year and the election that's coming up. Regine Waltz's term, which is a regular term, Christina Steinman's term, which is a regular term, Taylor Zapata's term, which is a regular term, and Austin Bishop's term, which is currently the short term, which was that 2-year to fill when Robin left. This basically just states that these positions are open and that if you want to add any language to the document on the ballot, that you are limited to 200 words or less, and that addition would be accrued by you, and you would pay for the addition of that language. It also outlines that if there was any ties with the voting, that it would go to a draw lot to break that tie.
I've never seen that happen, but it could, I guess. And I have one little comment. The election filing starts on July 13th and closes August 7th. So that's your window for those of you applying. Any other questions, comments? Can I have a motion to accept 2.8, please?
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? 2.8 passes. 2.9, approval of parent-student handbook updates.
Okay, so this is just a few updates in the handbook. This was my fault. You had already adopted the handbook. We did miss a part in the handbook that had the old language for the promotion ceremony celebration at the end. That has since been taken over by the parent groups because now that graduation is the day after we are done, I don't have the staff there to be able to promote that. Plus, they're technically not our students anymore. So in terms of being able to regulate behavior, it got a little tricky. It was easier to hand it off to the parents to do that. So it was just changing that language about the promotion celebration at the end of the school year.
And it's still being done on school grounds?
It can be. We do allow them. They do the facility use like we do with some of the other outside groups to be able to use it. We do still provide part of the budget for that through the ASB funds like we did when we hosted it. And then they get to use all of our decorations or any, you know, we try to be as helpful to use the photo booth this year, all of those types of things. It's just giving it to that group to make it what they want versus us trying to regulate it.
Any questions?
Before this goes to print, will we be able to add our vice principal information on that? And obviously we'll take out the to be determined part of Justin.
Yes, so what ends up happening, it doesn't actually go to print anymore, we just do it electronically, so once we have it in place, we will update it.
See how long it's been since I've had kids in school?
Uh-huh.
That's nice.
We were tree killers.
It does save a few trees.
And it can be updated at any time.
Yep.
Nice.
Okay, can I have a motion to accept the updates for the parent-student handbook, please?
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, updates will take place. Very good. 2.10, approval to submit the consolidated applications, part one.
So our consolidated app is due to the CDE. This is basically the mechanism that allows us to apply for all of our categorical dollars. It's kind of crazy that we have to ask permission to apply for that because you would think it would be automatic. But we need board approval in order to submit that application.
It's the state of California.
It is the state of California.
Any questions, comments, concerns? Can I have a motion to accept 2.10, please?
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? 2.10 passes. 2.11, approval of the math adoption.
So we are in a math adoption. We had several groups of teachers pilot different categories. We did decide to go with, for TK5, they will be doing the Reveal math adoption, and for 6 through 8, they will be going with the iReady math adoption. They're both groups of teachers felt like those were the strongest in terms of meeting student needs, having the intervention programs and those types of things. So it was pretty much a unanimous decision by both of those grade levels to adopt those curriculums.
And are both curriculums done online, or is the younger ones?
So the younger ones have both components depending on the age group. As you get older, it transitions more to online, but there is still hard-bound activities that the kids do.
Not a consumable book, but an actual book that we use from year to year?
It's a consumable book.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Can I have a motion to accept 2.11 approval of the math adoptions, please?
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Awesome. We have new math adoptions.
And this is the one, oh, sorry, go ahead. For the approval of the board policies, this is the one that Craig brought to you Tuesday night. For you guys to review. It is through the company that we did had update all the board policies. There was those legal challenges with a couple of them, so they rewarded them, and then they added, let me pull it open, I forget which ones they added, but they added a few more that were questions for the new severe weather policy, the standalone Title IX policy, the probationary status of certificated employees and classified employee resignate regulation. So with those additions, once you approve this, they'll all be uploaded to the website. Remember that Craig also shared that it has that fancy new search engine that you can just go online, type in one thing, and it'll pull all the policies that rely to that or relate to that search. So it really is a nice update to what we've had in the past.
Awesome. Any questions? Can I have a motion to accept 2.12, please?
So moved.
And a second?
Second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 2.12 passes. 2.13, new fiscal services account tech position.
Yes. We would ask that you approve this. We are looking at hiring a new account tech position that would help Anna. We know her responsibilities are quite extensive. Especially with the compliance and the oversight and all the new reporting that has to go on. This position would also help with our ELOP and our after-school programs because the reporting and the oversight of those has grown quite extensive. That program will actually fund this particular position, so it will be coming out of those ELOP dollars. But it's just really going to help us do some cross-training in the district office as well, so that if we have one employee out, we have somebody that could step in so that poor Anna isn't doing payroll all by herself. Like in this case, we would have somebody that would be able to help with those duties as people are out or just on vacation. So it would give us a lot of flexibility, and it would take a lot off of Anna's plate. It's an account deck with other duties assigned, and it was kind of outlined in there. A lot of it's going to go with that, all the regulations that go with ELOP and the ACES and all of the monitoring that goes on it, the cash reconciliation, the fiscal compliance, a lot of the state reporting. I know it doesn't sound like a very fun position, but there are people that like that kind of stuff.
And this person will start when?
July 1.
Perfect. What does this cost the district?
So as far as the districts, it's going to come out of ELOP dollars. I don't have the specific salary of where the person's coming from, but that is the after-school program. And in some cases, we've honestly had a hard time expending all those dollars because there's such a finite stream that you have to use to spend those dollars. So the money is there, and it's not coming out of the general fund.
And we already have somebody picked out, or we have to...
Nope, we have somebody picked out if it gets approved.
So you said July 1.
It's very, yeah, no, it's very, she's very qualified. She actually worked in Placer County in the Treasury Department, so she has lots of financial experience and did very similar things to what we described here with auditing the programs and things out there.
Okay.
She'll also be bringing two new students to the district, so it would be helpful in terms of our ADA. Just side note.
That's always good. Any other questions? May I entertain a motion then, please?
I'll move to accept 2.13.
And a second?
I second.
And all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 2.3. All right. Board comments. Any other board comments?
I just want to congratulate all the appointees today, Justin and Angela. Congratulations. And Craig, the biggest congratulations to you.
Yes. it, then we will adjourn to closed session.